Today, on the Southern California Real Estate Report, find out who our guest speaker is. Stay tuned.
Good morning, this is Bob McGuire with the Southern California Real Estate Report with Danielle Wise coming to you from San Diego, California. Today we have a different show. We have a gentleman on that is with a company called Great Builds. They're out of Los Angeles, but handle, it sounds like, ADUs and other contracting projects around Southern California. Paul Deshevsky is the guest today, and Paul, thanks and welcome to the show. Why don't you give us a little background about Great Builds, and then we can go into, maybe some questions and answers about the ADU world. I think this is a really interesting time in Southern California. Certainly the state of California is in your corner on these, and so we're excited to learn about ADUs today.
Yeah, thanks, Bob and Danielle. Thanks for having me on. Let me give you the 2 minute or 3 minute genesis of this company, Great Builds, that I started a couple years ago. The story goes like this. I was flipping homes for about the last 10 years, and anyone I ever talked to would want to talk to me. Once I learned what I did, they'd want to talk to me about one of two things. A, hey, Paul, can you recommend a good contractor? I mean, that I've heard that so many times, right?
Sure.
And number two is, hey, let me tell you about this nightmare renovation I had. It was the worst. It was horrible. Anyways, so after a while, I started thinking about this and doing a little bit of my own homework. I said, this is so why are people talking about these same two things? Did a little homework online. And interestingly, there was a survey done a couple years ago that kind of struck me and might be interesting to your listeners. They surveyed people after they renovated and asked them about their experience. And 52% said they had a negative experience with their contractor or their renovation. It just struck me like, I don't know any other industry where, over half of the people after they use the product are unhappy. That business would go out of business, right?
It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, we get a lot
right?
of that. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
So it just kind of struck me. And here, where I started in Los Angeles, there's over 20,000 licensed general contractors. And I thought, if you hire, if half of those are ones that you're probably not going to be happy with, and the other half you will. So anyway, I thought there was just no great way of finding a contractor. There's the old-fashioned way of asking a friend, and I think that works, right,
yeah.
If they know a good contractor. But then the second method really kind of sucks. It's having to sift through your junk mail or go online to Yelp or one of the contractor sites and then just sift through, quote-unquote, five-star contractors. Anyways, I thought, what can we do to make this easier on people to make sure they get, they get a good contractor, have a good experience, and love their space? So we started this service, Great Build, and essentially what it does is people call us, they tell us about their project, and we match them with three contractors that we think are a perfect match for their project, availability, budget, so on and so forth. But more importantly, we've really screened the, CRAP out of these contractors to make sure they are the good ones. We have this 10-point vetting process before we bring in any contractor, and so we make sure that we're matching them with really highly screened pre-vetted contractors. So those are two things. And the third thing that I thought was missing from any of these services that we added is we stay with the homeowner. Our customer service person stays with the homeowner throughout the renovation process.
Oh, wow.
Because something will always come up, right? And they'll have questions. They'll have issues. And so we want to be there.
Well, that's
anyway,
that's
the Great Build service.
That's fantastic. And that also keeps you aware of that contractor and really is his service of the quality that you're looking for too, which is great. So many times in those jobs, we have to do the same thing, Paul. Our primary business is property management. We also do a lot of, real estate investing and sales and syndication and all sorts of stuff. But We encounter a lot of different contractors, and we have to refer contractors to owners. And you're always kind of holding your breath with some contractors. You're like, I hope everything goes well. You know, we're used to working. It's funny, when you work with contractors every day, it's a lot different than the average homeowner.
Of course. And just referring someone is always, you're just crossing your fingers
yeah.
the entire time.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I hope this doesn't turn out badly, because then it's a bad reflection on you.
Right. And also with contractors, you know, the other thing that I really like about that idea for your company, Paul, is, you know, a lot of contractors use subs, and, you know, sometimes it's hit and miss with the subs. You don't know who you're getting. Maybe someone's having an off day, or they don't show up the way they're supposed to. So I think that's a fantastic idea. Well, look, let's touch on so it sounds like you guys have also found another niche, and that is in the ADU world. So why don't you kind of give us some rundown on what ADUs are, and help people understand this growing market.
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, and the reason we sort of ended up heavy into the ADU market is because in the last year, I'd say over 50% of our calls from clients aren't kitchens or additions, they're ADUs. So we're really heavy into helping people find contractors for ADUs, although we cover the gamut. But, yeah, to give you the background, so as you mentioned, the state itself passed some laws 2017 and then again in 2020 with regards to ADUs, accessory dwelling units. For those that have never heard of that, it's essentially a second unit, a second home that you can put in your backyard or convert a garage into. It significantly loosened the restrictions for being able to do that statewide. So every city in the state. In the past, maybe, depending on where you lived, you could build a guest house, if your lot was big enough, if you had the setbacks. All that has essentially changed. The state has said, we want to build more housing. So what does that mean to the average person? Every city is now integrating the state requirements into their own code. That's happening at different speeds and in different ways. So you have to figure out where you live and what the regulations are in your city. But in general, here's what the laws have sort of said statewide. Now you could build one of these quote-unquote accessory dwelling units in your backyard. You don't have to have a minimum lot size. That's changed. You don't have to provide any on-site parking. That's changed. The state has said that the cities can't, in many instances, charge you impact fees, so it's bringing the cost down. You don't need discretionary approvals. You don't need to go through any kind of planning commission. As long as you design something that fits the guidelines, there's no approvals. You go ahead and submit it to the building department, you're off to the races. They've reduced the setbacks. Your setbacks only have to be 4 feet from your side yard and 4 feet from your backyard.
Yeah.
And then maybe the biggest one is rentals. Now you're allowed to rent these things. While in the past, most of the time you didn't. So as you can imagine, it's really loosened up the whole ability to build these.
That's awesome. Well, and so we've also kind of been following these here in San Diego, and Danielle and I have had several podcasts about the pandemic, and, you know, it's really changed the behavior of people, and we're hearing that one of the growing trends has been converting these spaces into a more of a permanent work-from-home office. What's your experience with that?
Yeah, so we kind of track, we've been tracking a little bit in regards to use cases our clients have for these ADUs. So I can kind of run through with you about 50% of the calls we get are for folks who want to build these things for investment purposes. Maybe they're investors or maybe they're homeowners, but they want to build these for as an investment, to literally to rent out. So that's probably the biggest use case. About 10-15% are exactly what you said, the work from home. We're all doing it,
yep.
So let me get a dedicated space. But then there's some other interesting ones that sort of surprised me. One was folks that are building them so that they can move a retired parent out of a home and into their own backyard, or for post-college age kids, so for family,
right,
that they can move right into their backyard. So that's an interesting one. And then this one, this last one's even more fascinating to me. We've gotten calls from retirees on a fixed income who are building an ADU so that they can move into it themselves because they don't need their big house anymore. They're going to move into their own, in their backyard, into their smaller ADU, and then they're going to rent their main house. Oftentimes it's paid off. They're going to rent their main house and use that income to live on during retirement.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. So, Paul, are you allowed to use on this subject? So if I own a house, am I allowed to rent out my ADU for Airbnb or anything like that? Or does it have to be – are there restrictions on that? I can't remember exactly.
I mean, Airbnb, it depends. I know LA has passed some guidelines that do not allow Airbnb. But I know in the city of Ventura, for example, you can do it if you get one of those city licenses. So I think the answer is it's city by city.
Yeah, you'd look around. Okay, interesting. So that's really interesting. The 2020 changes to the guidelines that are making ADUs more common, what were those? I can't remember. I know that the initial ones came out, and then so there's a big craze for them down here. And go through those guidelines that have, you know, made these changes that makes it easier now to get these built.
Sure. Well, the ones I talked about before, such as the lot size and whatnot, most of those came down a few years ago. The 2020 ones are even go further to your point. So one of them is HOAs and CC&Rs can no longer, like local guidelines in your community, can no longer restrict people from building ADUs.
Okay, so if you lived in a planned neighborhood and you had a big enough lot that met the setbacks and everything, then they basically can't stop you from doing it. I suppose as long as maybe there you'd have to have a little ABR for having it look the same, but you could build that second structure in a place that otherwise may have been restricted a couple of years ago, huh?
I mean, that's what the California, you know, statute says.
Yeah.
How every city and every community is going to, you know, look at it. We're going to see. We're going to find out, right?
Yeah, right. We've seen some of our
cities.
We've seen some of our coastal cities kind of push back a little bit and trying to fight on it. You know, Encinitas and Del Mar. Both particularly have, you know, these are very, you know, Tony areas and you know, they are, you know, very concerned about what happens when you start adding these little structures on some of the lots around there. And so there has been some pushback. So, but now you're saying that I think that no matter what, I think somebody can do it ultimately. You know, the person that wants to do it will win because the state has the mandated guideline.
Yeah, we'll get to see how that plays out, but you have a great point. And then another interesting one that came down in 2020 that maybe some people don't know about is in addition to the ADU guidelines, now there's something called a JADU, which stands for Junior ADU. So they're essentially saying you can almost make it a third unit, especially if you're an investor. You got your ADU that you're putting in your backyard or converting a garage in the back. But a JADU is another unit up to 500 square feet. It can have a kitchen and bathroom. It could be rented. But that needs to be within the envelope of your existing home. So, for example, lots of people are taking a attached garage. A lot of us have homes with attached garages, 300 to 400 square feet, turning that into a junior ADU, and that can also be rented out if it has its own entrance and it meets the guidelines. So you can see people that want to do it are going to turn single-family homes into duplex or even triplex with this new JADU guideline.
Yeah. So, Paul, what is the typical process? So if I had a garage, so, for example, at my home, I have a garage. It's not – it's not attached, but it's kind of attached. And I guess it has a common wall, but there's just no door. Yeah, so it's attached. Yeah. So if I wanted to add to that now, is that process now really shortened? If I did what you're saying, if I went and wanted to say, hey, I want to create a junior ADU on the roof, I can just go through and get plans approved very quickly and get that done.
Yeah, that's right. There's no, you know, discretionary approvals. You don't need to seek any neighborhood approvals. Essentially, what you do, simply put, is you hire a designer or an architect that knows your city's process, right? That's the key. And so you tell them, here's what I'd like to do. And they say, well, yes, you can, Bob, but the guideline says this and this and this. So we need to make sure we're within those guidelines. They draw it up for you. You say, great, I love what you did. They submit it to the building department for plan check, just like you would with any kind of construction project at your home. And you're off to the races once it goes through plan check. So, yeah, it's reasonably short.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, look, thanks for taking the time to answer these questions. So I wanted to give you a chance to kind of go through the other services that Great Builds provides and just anything else you wanted to talk to in addition to other than the ADU renovations.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, look, so like I mentioned, Great Builds is that kind of service that helps people in a high-touch way. Understand what they need in terms of a contractor for their construction project, whether it's an ADU or anything else that they're doing at their house, a kitchen renovation, bathroom renovation, addition, outdoor project, pool, etc., and match them up to great general contractors that we found in our network. We're currently in Los Angeles County, Orange County, and Ventura County with the hopes of being in San Diego maybe next year. I'll say this for folks that where we don't serve them. I know in San Diego, for example, when you're looking for a contractor, especially if you're a homeowner, and now you know you have a 50-50 chance of it going poorly, there's things you need to do to vet your contractors to make sure that they're the right guys. You need to look for red flags. So let me briefly give you sort of the 10-point process that we go through. We don't think that most homeowners need to go through all 10, but just to give you an idea, you want to check their license on the contractor state license board. You want to verify that they have insurance, maybe call their insurance broker. You want to check their experience. You want to make sure they're licensed for more than a few years and that they've been doing projects like an ADU, if that's what you want to do. You want to go online and check their reviews and social media to make sure there's not too many negative remarks. What we like to do is we like to make sure we're interviewing either in person or over Zoom the actual owner, not just a salesperson that came, you know, and gave us a bid. We always, always, always call their references, and we think that's a really good idea. We go the extra step, and we actually run a background check on all our potential contractors to make sure there's no legal or criminal issues. And then we make them sign a code of conduct, which is here's 20 things we expect you to abide by when you're on this job. And if somebody wants to see that, that's on our website. So we do that to make sure we get good contractors. We think everybody should try to take as many of those steps as possible to make sure they're in the 50% that have a successful renovation, not the 50% that are pulling their hair out.
Yeah, well, look, thanks for taking the time today. It's been great to get to know you, Paul, and we're excited to hopefully refer you some people that want to do some ADUs. Again, for our listeners, this is Paul Deshevsky from Great Builds. And Paul can be reached at his first name, Paul, at Great Builds with a Z. So GREATBUILDZ.com. GreatBuilds.com. Paul at GreatBuilds.com. Thanks for listening today. This has been the Southern California Real Estate Report.